Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Tim, please turn on the audio. Okay, so it's the story everybody is talking about in America, the number one story in America. Not very America First friendly either. 600,000 potential Chinese spies get to stay. Because why not? Why not? I'm losing track of the ways they're trying to kill us. This is life and death stuff. This isn't just espionage stuff. I mean, look at, Lee, what we've caught just in recent months Chinese spies doing, bringing in a bioweapon, sneaking in a bioweapon. They were caught, thank God, that it was a weaponized form of blight that would not only destroy our crops, but if you get like the, if you get the kind of seeds, basically the pollen, the blight that puts out in your system, it can cause liver failure. It can sterilize you. So you can't reproduce. And nice stuff from China. Great people. Sneaking that in to make sure, well, okay, we're not going to have crops. What about we eat the livestock? Well, China's got a solution for that too. A weaponized kind of ringworm. Again, snuck in by students because we got to have them. We don't have any students here in America. Nope, no students here in America. And after those humiliations and outrages on the world stage, after COVID, we're going to take 600,000 potential Chinese spies. We're going to give them places in our universities that American students should rightfully occupy. So this is the interview everybody's talking about. I'm going to set this up, and then I'm going to tell you why Trump is doing this and how we got here. Because remember, just a couple of months ago, Lee, Trump said, I'm going to get rid of all 500,000 visas. By the way, we're up to 600,000. Now, it was 500,000 just a few months ago. But hey, you know, another 100,000, you know, killer Chinese spies. What's the difference once you're at five, six? I mean, really, honestly, who cares? How many times over can they destroy the country? Honestly, I don't know. So Laura Ingraham and Howard Lutnick, who is Trump's trade advisor, had what seemed like a bizarre conversation after Trump said this. Okay, let's see.
We're going to get along good with China. I hear so many stories about we're not going to allow their students. We're going to allow their students to come in. We're going to allow, it's very important, 600,000 students. It's very important.
That is the polar oppositely 180 from where Trump was on this just a few months ago. When he announced on Truth Social, he was getting rid of all of the Chinese visas. There are only 500,000 of them then. So Laura Ingraham asks Howard Lutnick, what's up with this? Doesn't seem very America First.
Mr. Secretary, with all due respect,
How is allowing 600,000 students from the communist country of China putting America first?
Well, the president's point of view is that what would happen if you didn't have those 600,000 students is that you'd empty them from the top. All the students would go up to better schools, and the bottom 15% of universities and colleges would go out of business in America. So his view is he's taking a rational economic view, which is classic Donald Trump, looking at higher education and saying,
but why are you
until
helping
we
Harvard?
Modify that.
That just
What's
helps
that?
Harvard and UCLA and UCal Berkeley. And I mean, you're all helping those schools. Why? They're like, basically factories of anti-American propaganda. Now they're getting a big influx of cash because of the Chinese students. I know President Trump has always been very pro-Chinese student. I just don't understand it. For the life of me, those are 600,000 spots that American kids won't get.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm involved in. I'm involved in changing the H-1B program, right? We're going to change
well,
that program
scam.
Because that's
yeah.
terrible, right? We're going to change.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They roll right into these companies, which is why China sends them and why China Lee pays full price for them to attend these schools, which, you know, when you look at in-state tuition and everything else, we're not paying full price, most of us. They charge them the full ride because they don't also get the federal help on them either. And so this is a moneymaker. That's just basically Lutnick's argument. Well, we need this to keep the colleges, you know, in business.
Solvent.
Solvent, right? Well, if the only purpose for their existence then is educating Chinese spies, then I don't think we need those colleges.
Yes.
I think we can just let them go insolvent. Okay, now let me tell you the real thing that's going on here, because Lutnick can't say it, neither can Trump. Number one, because they're in the middle of trade negotiations with China. Okay, so that's thing number one. Now, this is what's really happening here.
The president is warning China of more tariffs if they don't export rare earth magnets to the U.S.
They have to give us magnets. If they don't give us magnets, then we have to charge them 200% tariff or something, you know. China intelligently went and they sort of took a monopoly of the world's magnets. And nobody needed magnets until they convinced everybody 20 years ago, let's all do magnets. So it'll take us probably a year to have them. We're heavy into the world of magnets now.
China added several rare earth items to its export restriction list earlier this year because of Trump's tariffs.
So here's what's going on here, and we've followed this closely on the show. If you listen to the show, you know exactly what happened yesterday. What a terrible concession that we had to make. Yeah, we love 600,000 Chinese students. Dude, it was 500 2 months ago. Now we're up to six. By the way, Lee, as Gordon Chang with the Gatestone Institute pointed out, he's a former Chinese citizen.
Yeah, very, very knowledgeable guy.
It was only 380,000 before COVID. Hmm. So we have, you know, very much rewarded them. After, you know, for killing so many of us, it's just, what a mess. Okay, so what is going on? Well, Trump leveled the tariffs at China and at the same time said, hey, I'm getting rid of the visas. Very common sense. It's what you do if you want to protect America. China turned around and said, okay, we're cutting off the rare earth minerals then to your automakers. Good luck. And the New York Post reported that, this all started in April, that by July, our top auto manufacturers would begin to run out of the rare earths and magnets that we need to keep the assembly lines going. It would happen by July. That's how little rare earth minerals we have in this country. That's because of Democrats. That's because of environmental restrictions. But ironically, it's also, if you listen to my podcast, you know, it's because the Chinese government does all kinds of environmental studies. They pay for the environmental studies at these big journals. Then lawyers funded by China go into court backing, they're not actually Chinese lawyers, backing Democrat groups, and they sue using Chinese money to stop mining, to stop fracking, to stop all the things that would give us rare earth minerals, including exploration, right?
It's a brilliant plan,
it
quite
is
honestly.
Working.
It is absolutely brilliant.
So Trump was facing having auto manufacturers like maybe having to go back to, you know, truly old-fashioned combustion engine technology with no digital, or their production lines stop by July. And he immediately flipped. This was a little over 2 months ago. It was almost three, actually, now. Immediately flipped his position from, I'm not giving out any more visas to Chinese students, to, I love Chinese students. But what this shows you is the horrible, horrible position Donald Trump has been put in by years of Democrat domestic policy that has put China in the driver's seat here. Again, China went all over the world, as we talk about all the time, buying up these rare earth minerals mines for exactly this reason. So they would have veto power over U.S. policy, and they do.
That's why China is everywhere. That's why they're in South America, they're in Africa, they're in Southeast Asia. They go everywhere they can to dominate any type of commercial activity that they can get their hands on. They're in the Arctic. They're going everywhere.
To get the minerals.
Exactly.
Lock because them up, they own them.
They have one mission. China will be the world dominant force, period, knocking the U.S. off, getting rid of us. They don't care how many they kill. They don't. I mean,
no, they don't.
I'm talking about the Chinese Communist Party. I'm not talking about Chinese people, but the Chinese Communist Party. They have absolutely no regard for their own people nor ours, but they want world dominance, and they will do anything economically, diplomatically, or militarily to anywhere in space, on sea, in on land, to knock this nation down a notch or two and to completely dominate this country. That's the mission.
This is how badly China kicked our butt in these negotiations because of the rare earth mineral trump card. When Trump said, okay, I'm going to cut off the visas, and by the way, I'm tariffing you, China came back and said, okay, we'll cut your auto manufacturers off. When China came back to the, when Trump backed off and said, okay, I'll let them in here, they raised the visa number 100,000, and they said, okay, we'll let your top three automakers have the minerals, but nobody else. So we're still cut off. That's why he's threatening them. They still have a stranglehold. They're still punishing us. Again, how do we get here? We haven't opened a rare earth mine in 70 years in this country. That is how stupid we are. But there's good news. Because after Trump, I think, realized truly how bad a position we are in, he has gone like a madman trying to lock up some of these rare earth minerals. And as you heard him say in that clip, Lee, we should be in a better position, at least in terms of magnets, by next year. But we got to take the spies until then. This is what stupid America last policy for years does. And that's why this is going on. It's absolutely maddening.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a hostage situation. And China for the win. China ran around the world. Let me remind you how we got to this bizarre situation. If you're tuning in this morning and on the internet, especially on X right now, 600,000 is trending. People are outraged. Americans are. That Trump would let 600,000 Chinese students in on a visa. By the way, that's 100,000 more than just 3 months ago. The number's going up. Why? Because he's negotiating with China. Well, why? Because China has a lock on rare earth minerals all over the world. How do we get here? We had two mines. One was actually a potential mine that we could have mined for rare earth minerals. We weren't actually actively doing it. Another one, we were actively doing it. Joe Biden put them off limits for 20 years. Why? China owned him. That's what China paid for when they bought him off for $30 million. At the same time, Hunter Biden, Rosemont Seneca, I remember his company. And I got to tell you this so that you'll understand how we got here with the Democrat Party. When you have Democrat Party officials like the mayor of L.A., I mean, even at that level, they're not even in D.C. yet. She took more than $1 million from China. It runs through her nonprofit foundation. We just learned that a few weeks ago. All these Democrats are on the take. Probably some Republicans, too. We should know about the Democrats. So Hunter Biden, Rosemont Seneca, is going around the world. And here's how this would work. Remember the deals China was cutting the Biden family in on? Rosemont Seneca would get a sliver of it. They didn't do anything. They just got a check. All that documented, by the way, on Hunter Biden's laptop. That's why they had to lie and say it was Russian disinformation. Well, what kind of deals were the Chinese Communist Party cutting Hunter Biden, Rosemont Seneca? And by the way, John Kerry's stepson, because he was the other person running Rosemont Seneca. What kind of deals were they getting cut in on? Chinese rare earth mines and Chinese natural gas. And a lot of times it's the same mine. Bidens are getting share while Joe puts the two mines off limits for 20 years. See how this works? Make sure nothing gets approved. Well, there was a rare earth minerals mine application that was pending for 14 years. Now, Trump shares some of the blame for this because it was his entire last term. As China just buys it up all over the globe. Why? Their goal is to have us have to ask for permission to build our satellites, our military equipment, most especially. And when you've got a monopoly, you can charge us whatever you want. So it's Democrats working together with China and using our environmental laws. That's why Trump declared a national emergency when he came in and was able to push some of those environmental regs away. And Trump opened the first rare earth minerals mine to open in the United States of America in 70 years last month. Actually, it's been a little more than a month now. He also opened the first coal mine in 30 years in this country. Why? Because we're going to need energy to produce this stuff if we're going to take on China. But in the meantime, we don't have this stuff. We don't have the minerals we need. And so Trump said, if you remember a few months ago, no more Chinese visas. That made sense. They were bringing literal bioweapons that could destroy our immune systems, destroy our livers, render us infertile, just, you know, walking through the door with them. That blight gets out that we caught for our crops. You know how many people are going to die? You know, I mean, there's going to be starvation, maybe not here. We're rich. We'll buy somebody's food. But somebody somewhere is going to starve. I mean, these are disastrous things they were doing. Trump said, no more visas. I'm done. And China said, fine, we'll just, we'll go ahead and yank the rare earth minerals. You know, your automakers, they're buying them. So good luck. The automakers went, whoa, wait a minute. We got enough for 2 months. We depend on China. And Trump capitulated and said, okay, I'll take the 500,000. Well, now apparently there's another 100,000 that has been added. We lost. We lost bigly. Trump lost bigly, not because he's not a good deal maker, but because he has nothing to deal with. They have control. Now, the good, and so that's why all of this is happening. That is why yesterday, as Trump on the one hand is saying, I love Chinese students, please send more, because they're all spies. And they are. See, this is the problem with Chinese students. They may be good people. They may not want to spy. They may love America and want to stay here. It doesn't matter. If you've got friends or family back in China, when they send you, you do what they say. And the reason they send them to these universities is, one, because we have so many research grants, so that you have Chinese students then working on those research grants. You send the research, you know, back to China. But two, you end up getting absorbed into these tech companies, and then you send the research back to China. They control you at an incredible level. I mean, my cousin dealt with this. She invented this really, it's called an Om Gym. It's a really cool suspended system for working out, literally while suspended from anywhere, your ceiling, a tree, whatever. And she obviously, you know, copyrighted it, had all of the rights to it. Chinese stole the whole design. They immediately turned around and began marketing it. Chinese government. It was very popular for a while, what she was selling. She had her own company and everything. It pretty much destroyed her. That's what they do. They just take it. They just come in, and they'll get you at any level. They'll get you at the factory level. They'll send somebody in. That's how she lost her, all of her specs. They came in at the factory level and stole it from her. She was so outraged. She was actually manufacturing at one point in China. She pulled out of China. But this is what they do. They don't just steal our tech. Any kind of popular product, they'll send somebody into the factories, either here in the U.S. or into China. They'll steal it. And before you know it, they're undercutting you and selling it and making it with slaves. So when you send them here, they end up everywhere, okay? They don't just end up inside our aerospace industry. They end up stealing Om Gym technology from my cousin. They end up stealing your blueprints that aren't even really tech. It's made with very strong woven fibers. So that's what this, so they take it all of it. And then they sell it back to you on Temu. This is a massive profit model for them. And so when Trump said, I'm going to tariff you and get rid of the visas, they said, fine, good luck without them rare earth minerals. But the good news is, folks, this exposes us, and there was a great article in the New York Post about this. This exposes China's hand way before China meant to expose China's hand. Some people misinterpreting this saying, oh, Trump screwed up, he lost. No, he didn't. We needed to know they would pull this card. We didn't understand how weak our position was. And so what have you seen since then? Trump doing, going absolutely mad almost, trying to get us rare earth minerals. This is what Greenland is about. This is what all of it's about. This is what you just watched the Pentagon take a $50 million stake in the only rare earth minerals mine operating in the United States right now so they could control it, make sure China doesn't come in and undercut it or other companies that might exfiltrate and sell to China. This is why you're seeing him make the moves he is with Intel. All of it is because he realizes we are in a war. We can't even keep their spies out of our country. It's sad to watch. It really is. It's pathetic. But Democrat environmental policy destroys everything in its wake.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Meanwhile, New York Times, of all places. Folks, I've been warned about this for a while. I've told you, as Democrat cities become lawless, as they become post-American territories, you will have forces, stronger forces from outside come in. And they would begin to take over. And I said two specifically, cartels and Chinese, will begin to take over these lawless no-go zones. And you're seeing it in New York. See this? New York Times admitting that the Chinese government is now directly on the ground influencing Democrat Party politics in New York City. That they have what they call social clubs that raise money and either back candidates or kill off candidates, depending on their loyalty to the Chinese Communist Party. In America. In America, folks. The article, if you want to read, it's called How China Influences Elections in America's Biggest City. And it's legit terrifying. What you're seeing is what I've warned about for a very long time, the merger of the Democrat Party and the Chinese Communist Party. Are seeing it in so many places, in so many different ways. Politicians in New Hampshire, which is basically Democrat run now, warning because China's buying up the land around the military installations there. Of course they are. Democrats let them in their states, in their cities, in places like Florida. Ron DeSantis has long since outlawed that. What, years ago? But the New York Times says what's going on there is that that China is pouring a ton of money into these social clubs, which are actually just conglomerations of Chinese business people. Again, it's the same story as the last two segments. They raise money and they either support congressional candidates, city council candidates, or they kill them off. And the article talks about how there was one congressional candidate in the Democrat primary was killed off by the Chinese Communist Party operating through these social clubs. So China now having a veto over who goes to Congress in Democrat areas. Folks, longtime listeners to my Battleground America podcast will not be surprised by this. We've already seen the merger of the interests, and we've already seen the funding by USAID and the Pentagon for COVID at the Wuhan lab, folks. And they did it, right? Remember, right as Trump's economy was going to hit that all-important psychological, goal of 30,000, as the stock market was right on the verge of hitting 30,000, they let COVID out. And then we find out years later, Pentagon paid $54 million of the bill. USAID paid another $54 million of the bill. USAID was deliberately funding and facilitating a program for the Chinese scientists, with the help of Hunter Biden-funded Metabiota, to go into the caves. It's really dangerous, really gross, and harvest the bat feces so they could then extract the virus, bring it back to the Wuhan lab, and weaponize it. You paid for that. You paid for your relatives to be murdered. My mother-in-law's boyfriend, the sweetest guy you would want to know, is with her because his wife unfortunately passed. He's a widower. COVID killed her. No? USAID and China killed her. So who did it? Nobody's ever been punished. We still don't even know who approved it at the Pentagon. We don't even have a name for that. We keep dragging Fauci out of the gimp box like Pulp Fiction. Like, we keep him down in the basement. We like to parade him around, talk about the $6 million that he sent them. Who cares? I want to know about the 54 that came from the Pentagon. But we don't. Nobody ever gets pulled from the Pentagon to talk about it. Isn't that the weirdest thing? So this is a country fully willing to kill us with partnership with the Democrats. I mean, that's who did this. Hunter Biden, John Kerry's son, Rosemont Seneca, Metabiota, and USAID. And they even admit, by the way, after we extracted the coronaviruses from those bats in the caves. Yeah, we paid for that. We helped them do it. We don't know all the details of that yet. Yeah, we just lost control of those vials of virus. It is most unfortunate that we did. Well, of course you did. It's in China. They kept them. So, folks, when you look at the level at which they've done this and killed millions, is it any surprise that China is now a player in Manhattan politics? In New York City, the New York Times writes, social clubs backed by China undermine a congressional candidate who once challenged the regime on Chinese television. They helped unseat a state senator for attending a banquet with the president of Taiwan, and they condemned a city council candidate on social media for supporting Hong Kong democracy. In the past few years, the organizations have quietly foiled the careers of politicians these are all Democrats, who opposed China's authoritarian government while backing others who supported the policy of the country's ruling Communist Party. The groups, many of them tax-exempt nonprofits, have allowed America's most formidable adversary to influence elections in the country's largest city. The groups are mostly hometown associations of people hailing from the same town or province in China. Some have been around for more than a century, the groups, while dozens of others have sprung up over the last decade, like other heritage clubs in a city of immigrants. They welcome newcomers, organize parades, and foster social connections. Folks, it's their kids and people who will in the future join these that we are sending to school on visas. We are losing. We are losing at every turn here. And here's Gordon Chang with the Gatestone Institute. He is Chinese national, escaped the gulag that is China, and now speaks out against it, warning about the Democrat Party being taken over by China in New York. Folks, I told you this was coming. You know who else told us this was coming? The Russians. Remember that Wall Street Journal article 10 years ago? I bring it up all the time. Their KGB GRU had a whole presentation they were giving the Russian legislature on how they thought America would fragment into six blocks and the Democrat areas would ultimately come under control of China by choice of the Democrats. Here's Gordon Chang saying that exact thing is happening and warning about it.
Well, you know, it's not only local elections in New York State and New York City. China had a big effect on the 2020 presidential election as well. But going to New York, you know, we see that the Chinese consulate has, for over the course of decades, worked with these Chinese hometown associations and has been very effective in determining the outcome of elections in New York City and New York State. And they've been doing it through illegal means. They've been doing it through coercion and blackmail. And we know what they've been up to. So it's up to us now to close the Chinese consulate and make sure that we expel the diplomats and also go after the Ministry of State Security, which has been thoroughly involved in this penetration of identity politics. Remember, you were just talking about identity politics, Laura. This is the Democratic Party looking at Chinese Americans as a source of votes. Chinese Americans have been infiltrated by the Communist Party, which means that the Communist Party's United Front Work Department works very closely and has control of many elements of the Democratic Party in New York City.
Told you. Oh, my gosh, I told you. I told you it was coming. Now it's here. And here's the thing. We can't do a thing about it. You listen to the first half of this hour, we can't do a thing about it. Trump has to let 600,000 visa holders in. Again, 3 months ago, it was only 500,000. Because if not, China's like, well, we'll cut off your auto manufacturers, and in about 2 months, they won't be able to make cars. That's where we were, rare earth mineral-wise, in April. They won. So we need to decide, is China going to rule this country, or are we going to rule this country? Democrat summer camp. That's right. Democrat strategy meeting, the DNC summer meeting, urged Democrats not to take the bait on Trump's crackdown on crime in Washington, D.C. and his crackdown on illegal immigrants. Because Americans don't really care about that stuff. Ignore the 62% rating that Trump has on immigration enforcement right now. No, that's fake. Nope. Americans don't really care about illegal immigrants. And also, Americans don't really care about illegal immigrant crime. Not really. And we shouldn't take the bait, she said. This is the level of cuckoo that we're talking about here. This is Insha Raman telling Democrats everybody's actually cool with it when illegal immigrants are here on the streets and committing crime.
Don't take the bait in talking about migrant crime or carjackings or the things that actually don't matter to that many Americans.
Nah, they don't. Nah, America, you can always get another car. I mean, besides, that guy probably needed it more than you did. I mean, he just got here from Guatemala. Here's her full statement, folks. Talk about homelessness and mental illness. I don't know that I would do that if I was a Democrat, because their policies on those things have led to roughly 50% of America's homeless population living in California. I mean, they all flock there. So they don't solve the problem. They just put them on the payroll. Here you go.
Issues voters care about. Where does Trump go? Migrant crime, carjackings, the really lurid, awful stuff that is a crazy, crazy visual. Don't take the bait, because most Americans are more worried about how are we going to address mental health issues, the visible homelessness that we see on streets, and how do we deal with mental health and other issues that drive the sort of random incidents that scare all of us. That's what you should be talking about. That's where you should be focused. Don't take the bait in talking about migrant crime or carjackings or the things that actually don't matter to that many Americans.
They think this is real. This is what we're up against, folks. And they're very, very much pro-homicide. I mean, we're now 11 days without a homicide in D.C. They do not want to see that replicated in Chicago. Here is Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson.
What this president is doing, he's declared a war on poor people. You know, picking on homeless people, you know, picking on the most vulnerable. That is not what the people of Chicago are going to stand for.
We caught five most wanted gang members hiding out in D.C., by the way. So everybody wants them there. And, you know, if they want to kill somebody, hit somebody over the head, everybody loves that. They do, and they just want them to have better mental health counseling, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.